Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have faith.
Hey, good evening, everyone. This is Praise Tabernacle Bible Study on Tuesday night, and we're live on Blog Talk Radio. You have to excuse me. We're having some technical difficulties trying to get on this evening, and I believe we have everyone on our panel. We have Evangelist Stanton. Are you there, Evangelist Stanton?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, we have Evangelist Blouette. Are you there, Evangelist Blouette? Okay. I know that her number is on, so she may chime in later, and I know we have Elder Blouette. Are you there, Elder Blouette?
Yes, sir.
Amen. And our teacher tonight is Minister Tobert. Minister Tobert, are you there?
I'm here as well.
All right, all right. Well, again, I want to apologize for the inconvenience. We're having some trouble with our with the internet, so I'm going to actually be watching the board. So if you guys drop off, I will put you back on, and I will be doing that this evening. And with that being said, I'm going to ask Evangelist Stanton, can you open us up and introduce Minister Tobert for me, if you don't mind?
No, sir, I don't mind at all. Good evening, everyone. We are so excited that you are with us on tonight for our Tuesday night Bible study with Praise Tabernacle Church. Our pastor is Bishop Omar Zachary and his lovely wife, Lady Pamela Zachary. We invite you to join in and just listen to the word and then see how the word applies to your life. So we ask that you get your paper, your pencil, your Bibles, and just, you know, pull up a chair and partake in the word with us on tonight, because God has a word for you. This could be life-changing. This could be something that can set you on the right course. This could be a word that you've been praying about, and God is here to answer it on tonight. We just ask that you listen, and then once you finish listening, go back and study the word. Ask God where you should apply it in your life. Tonight, as he said, we do have our speaker, Minister Kevin Tobert. We're excited about this young man. We're excited about the things that God is doing in his life and how God is using him and his family, such a young family. But it's great to see young people on fire with a love for God that is evident. You can see the fruits that they bear, and we thank and praise God for that. It's just a reminder to us all that we have to bear fruit in this walk. And with that, I'm going to say a quick prayer, and then I'll turn it over to Minister Tolbert. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this day, God, for this is the day that you've made, and we rejoice and are made glad in it. We thank you for tonight, this Bible study. We thank you for the word that's going to come forth, God. We thank you, Lord, that the lives it is going to change just with the word in under the authority of your name, Jesus Christ. We pray, Father God, that you would pour into our speaker on tonight. Let him deliver the word with a fresh anointing. We thank you for everyone on the panel on tonight, Father God. We just surrender and submit ourselves unto you. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Minister Kevin Tolbert.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Evangelist Stanton, for that introduction and also just for a great prayer on today. And I don't know about everybody else, but I'm definitely feeling good about what God has in store on tonight. And I'm feeling good, honestly, just because of a continuation from an awesome Sunday that we had, Resurrection Sunday. For those that tuned in, you all know that Sunday was awesome from beginning to end, with Pastor opening up with praise and worship. My wife did a 10-minute message that was on fire, and First Lady closed it off as our keynote speaker that was on fire. So I just want to be able to continue on tonight for those that were tuned in on Sunday. Just want to be able to continue how that went as well, and just be able to add to what the Lord, what that says the Lord. And on tonight, we're going to be coming from Matthew 6. And the topic verse comes from 31 and 32. Again, Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 and 32. And the word of God reads, "Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things." And God gave me for a topic, "Don't worry, God got you." And on today, in today's lesson, we're going to talk about several things that we go through and experience, such as worry and doubt and stress. But Jesus was talking to the disciples, and he was giving his sermon on a mountain. And this is only part of the message that we'll go over, but this part is used as encouragement to stay focused on God and not worrying about anything else. So without further ado, let's go to the beginning where we want to start on verse 24. And the word reads, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." This scripture is proof that we have to have a made-up mind to serve God and only God. We have to focus on that connection without distractions. Mammon is material things like wealth and riches. If we choose this, it will become a distraction. We have to remain focused. When it comes down to the things of God, he wants our undivided attention. So let's think about it. We all operate better when we just have to focus on one thing in particular versus multiple things. So to put it plain and simple, we can't halfway serve God. We have to serve him wholeheartedly. And Jesus puts a stamp on this in John 12 and 26 as a reference. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any serve me, him will my Father honor. So we have to make the best choice and choose to put God first and not anything else. So we have to choose God and focus on God. We can't worry about anything else. Verse 25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what shall you put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? 26, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? So within these next few verses, within what we just read, Jesus takes a turn in his sermon. And, of course, he's, like I said in the beginning, he's preaching his message and giving the sermon to the disciples on a mountain to address something that we all deal with from time to time, which is worry. And the same things that the disciples have dealt with back then, we still deal with that on today. Worry. This part of the message is meant to encourage and inspire us to know our value. We have to know our value and know that we are important. Even if no one else thinks that you're important to God. You're more important than the birds because you're children of God. You're a child of God. God will take care of you, and you don't have to worry. The birds don't have to do a whole lot for themselves, but God provides for them daily. So the same God that takes care of them will definitely take care of you because you're a child of God, and more important, you have a greater value than birds. So don't worry. God got you. We all have our moments where things begin to get a little heavy. We try to figure things out. We have to make ends meet. We have to solve these problems in life. But God is saying not to worry. Your life is more important than the clothes that you wear and the things that you eat. So don't worry. God got you. And with that, I'd like to open up the floor. If anybody got any comments, I know I just said a whole lot. Anybody got any comments on what I just said?
Good evening. Yes, great word on tonight. I like to sometimes say we have to practice the word. We have to put it into practice because, you know, to hear somebody tell you, don't worry, you know, God is going to meet all your needs. You've practiced worry and doubt so much that you sometimes it's hard to stand on the word of God. And I'm talking to Christians because we practice worry and doubt in our lives. So what we have to do is to begin to practice the word of God. And the way we do that is by renewing our mind. You have to constantly read. You have to pray and study the word of God, but you got to do it not just once a week. It's best to do it on a daily basis, even if it's 5 or 10 minutes, and you begin to put that into practice, and you begin to say that out loud, God, I'm going to stand on your promises no matter what it looks like. You have to practice and talk and hear yourself say it so that you can start believing by your hearing. The word says faith cometh by hearing. You build up faith, just like you build up worry and doubt by saying, I can't make it, or how I'm going to make it, or you build that up by hearing yourself constantly say it. But if you practice and constantly speak the word of God, you too can begin to build that up. So I would encourage everybody, this is a great chapter to read, especially about your provision and knowing that God has got you. Because like you said in the word, if the fowls of the air, they don't have to sow anything.
That's
neither
right.
do they reap nor gather into barns, yet they are fed. But how much more would your Father feed you better than them? So practice that by reading the word and hearing yourself say the word out loud. Thank you, Minister Tolbert.
Thank you. Thank you for that comment to really put things into perspective. And it's just wonderful for us to deal with real life situations when we know that there's going to be a time where we're going to have some worry. It's not like we are exempt from anything like that, but at the end of the day, it's about knowing that God got you. And sometimes we just need that reminder that God got you. God will take care of the situation. Even when, you know, it may sound like a cliche that he'll make a way out of no way, he really will. And especially if you've had a situation where you know that God has stepped in. And, you know, just for me, I recently had one within business where I knew that God stepped in. I had some stuff that I knew that there was going to be a safety audit on my truck. And there was someone that was supposed to take care of some stuff for me, someone close, a close family member that was supposed to do something, and they didn't do it. And because they didn't do it, I knew that, hey, I may face a fine for it, and I'm new into the business. So I may have faced a fine, and I've been trying to get that situation resolved for several weeks. And however, the person that was supposed to look out in the same fashion that I have before didn't do so. And I know that, for example, I was worrying about it, how much is this going to cost me, because I know that I didn't get it taken care of, and it wasn't a fault of my own, but I didn't get it taken care of. So I'm like, man, it's going to hit me in the pockets again. But then I just did what I was told to do, which was submit the documents that I had. And that's when God came and stepped in, because of that officer said, hey, you passed your safety audit, and I didn't have to pay a thing. And I didn't, that other person didn't step in and do what they were supposed to do. So, and I just got that taken care of today. So I'm telling you as a witness, God is so good, and God will step in and intervene in several situations. I thought that may have been a few $1,000 fine, and it ended up being $0. And I got a certificate that said that I passed. Evangelist Bluette, I do hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, you can hear me now. Okay. I almost lost my train of thought. But fear is, I mean, doubt, worry brings doubt, fear, and torment. Okay, what is it? 2 Timothy, I just had it. Hold on. 2 Timothy, I think it was 2. It says, God has not given us the spirit of fear. Okay, fear, doubt, and worry is of the enemy. We should not, we have to believe the whole, I say this all the time. Believers, we have to believe everything. There's nothing wrong with plan for tomorrow, but don't worry about tomorrow. Plan for it. And that's where a lot of believers or Christians plan. They don't write things down. They don't, you know, and I was guilty of it. I was guilty of it. Once you start writing things down, it becomes visual. It becomes, you just have to see. I'm very visual. If I don't see it, I forget. So we as Christians, there's nothing wrong with you worrying about it because you didn't plan for it. We have to plan.
That's right.
Fear, worry is torment. It brings doubt. It brings fear. And God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of a sound mind. Well, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of positive power first. But giving us the power, love, and of a sound mind. He's given us power so we won't have to worry. He's given us through his word so we can walk in the authority that God has given us. He left it here for us to walk in. But we're not walking in his full everything that he prepared for us in this word.
Amen. Amen. And that's where we got to step up, and we got to, you know, just stay focused. And like I said before, we know that things are going to happen. We know that, you know, things may become worrisome, but we got to know that at the end of the day, God has the final say. So things are going to happen. We're going to get stressed. We're going to have all these things happen. But at the end of the day, God has the final say. So with that being said, I'm going to go on to verse 27. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? So I want to take a different angle on verse 27. After reading that verse in particular, we can't waste our time on worrying, because at the end of the day, we can't change a thing. We can't change our height just because we think about it, and we can't think it and make it happen. And we can't change some things that we worry about as well. We have to allow God to take care of us and stop worrying so much. The truth is, the majority of the times, worrying only makes things worse. Because once you start worrying, then you start doubting. Then once you start doubting, then you start stressing. And once you start stressing, then you have a headache. And then once you got a headache, maybe for some, you got some high blood pressure. So at the end of the day, it's not worth it to start worrying. Just give it to God and watch God work. So don't worry. God got you. So when I look over, just going back up to the question in verse 27, which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? We do not possess the same type of power to change things like God can. So we need to give it to him, because he has the power to change and the power to make the unthinkable happen. Because we can't just by thinking make anything happen. But God can step in and make something happen. So we got to know to give it to God. Amen. Verse 28. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. Verse 29. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Jesus was asking the disciples, why were they concerned about their clothes anyway? And Jesus continued to give them encouraging words on not being worried about worldly things. See, all of that is just worldly things. We don't have to be concerned about that. So this isn't to say that we don't need clothes or anything like that, but we have to use clothes, and we have to be thankful at the end of the day for what we do have, and not try to, quote-unquote, win the best dress contest or the best dress award all the time. So
amen.
Jesus said even Solomon wasn't all dressed up as well and well decorated like the lilies and some folks try to do. And if I'm not mistaken, if we look at the reference that he used with Solomon, Solomon was the richest man in the Bible. So if you're talking about someone that had that status, wasn't even concerned about that, why are we putting that same level of concern on these materialistic things or on these worldly things? We have to know that God is a provider, and we don't need to worry about it because God will provide for us. That's the reason why in the previous verses he compared that he's talking about that he provided for the birds. And, of course, he'll provide for you because
more than the birds. You are more valuable than the birds. So we have to place a high value. So we can't place a high value on certain things like clothes and these things that ain't going to get us nowhere, you know. So we can't worry about some of this stuff. We can't worry about that kind of thinking. Instead, we have to realize that God is a provider, and he will provide all of these things and much more for us because we are children of God, and being children of God comes with better benefits than you can ever think of, better benefits than you can ever get from any type of job. So we have to realize that our connection with God comes with a whole lot. And Elder Blue, I believe you're going to say something.
Minister Tobin.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is that Elder Tobin?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe
so. Okay. Glad to hear you.
A little surprise tonight. I'm on tonight. I just wanted to share my situation, and I'm glad you used Solomon as an example because it doesn't matter what your status is. It doesn't matter what your title is as far as you going through something because, you know, I had a stroke at the end of January, and I've been dealing with seizures off and on ever since then, and I have high blood pressure. But I try not to allow fear. Notice I said try not. But because of flesh, you know, we get in our flesh at times, and we allow our flesh to rule us instead of allowing the Spirit of the Holy Ghost to take charge, and it gets in the way of what we're going through. Instead of allowing to continue to lean on the Lord and to trust the Spirit of God to get you through whatever situation that you're going through and that his will will be done in your life. And so it doesn't matter who you are, what you are, who you think you are in Jesus. You know, there's going to be situations and times, you know, that we go through stuff and we have to deal with life elements and life things that we have to deal with, whether it be in our finances, whether it be in our health. And with me, it's in my health. And I've always been a relatively healthy person, athletic person, worked out a lot, always did all this stuff all the time growing up and into my adulthood and into my later years. And then I wait till I turn, get into my, you know, middle 50s and have a stroke, you know. And it wasn't a bad stroke, but it's something that I still have to deal with, you know, and it's the mental aspect as well that we deal with these things, you know, and that's where, you know, the fear and the enemy tries to come and, you know, and make you go from bad to worse, you know, but like Evangelist Bluett said, you know, if we just trust the Lord and believe in the Lord and know, especially as saints of God, as Christians, we have to trust and believe in God and Jesus Christ. And know who he is in our life, that he can deliver us. It could be relationships, you know, that we have going bad or going wrong and not trusting the Lord. So whatever we're dealing with, whatever we're going through, we have to deal with. And I'm so glad that I'm in on tonight. And I didn't let this medicine get me down, so I ain't take my medicine yet so I can hear tonight. Because even the medicine that I take makes me tired and sleepy. You know, so that's why, you know, I wanted to tune in tonight, and I'm going to share this one scripture, and I'm going to shut up. It's in 2 Timothy, Evangelist Bluett went there, but this is the second chapter, the third verse. 2 Timothy, second chapter, third verse. It says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." So that tells us right there that we have to endure until the very end. We have to endure hardness as a good soldier of who? Of Jesus Christ. And as long as we can do that and get through it, we'll be fine. I know that there's a warfare. It's a warfare between the spirit and the flesh. I promise I'm going to shut up in a minute. There's a warfare between the spirit and the flesh.
And if we allow the flesh to overrule and dictate to our spirit, then we won't win. We can't endure. So Job is another perfect example of somebody that had to endure.
Right.
So if you don't get nothing that is being said tonight by any of the ministers or anybody that's on the panel, for those that are listening, read the book of Job, and you will get it, as well as what Minister Tolbert is sharing with you tonight in the scriptures. All right, brother, I'm done. I'm going to mute, and I'm going to be quiet.
Hey, man, I appreciate that comment. You know, definitely spot on to hear your testimony. Good to hear you commenting again, man. We definitely miss that. And, you know, you continue to be an example of God's healing power. And for those that are going through something, to understand that, you know, God can heal and God is still in the healing business, and so much more in that aspect to be able to, you know, be where you are considering what you've gone through. And that's a blessing. Glad to hear from you. And I believe at this time Elder Blewett was going to say something. Elder Blewett, you can go ahead if you're still on.
Don't even know if I really want to say anything behind Elder Taylor, but, you know, I pray that God would bring you out of these trials and tribulations and situations, because I know he's building your faith right now. So, you know, and on another sidestep of that, we do, yes, sir, most definitely. We do go through trials and tribulations where, as you said, the other trade of our health, it could be our finances, it could be anything. And I know me and my wife went through trials and tribulations of our finances when I first joined the Army. And I may have told this story before, I'm not sure, but I think it's relevant. You know, every time I got paid once a month in the service. Every time I got paid, it took about 2 or 3 days, they'd take that pay back. And I had generated or started when I first got paid to make sure I went and got groceries before that money was taken back. And the money would be gone for the rest of the month, next month, 2 or 3 days, some money, then none. But what I learned in those trials and tribulations, not knowing God as I do now, you know, people used to come to our homes when I was at work. My wife used to call me, you know, this person, that person wants to borrow or have some of the food we did buy. And I told my wife, you know, not having the faith that I have now, but I told my wife, you know, give them what they need. And when you open the cabinet or the refrigerator, we'll have what we need. And it was so, and it happened. And at that time, I didn't believe as I do now, but it happened. So trials and tribulations are a stepping stone for us to step up in faith. It builds our faith that when we do run into a trial or a tribulation, that God would have it that as we believe more, we have faith that he's still going to do what he said he's going to do and never leave us or forsake us. And I had to learn that the hard way, not knowing why I was learning it until now or until a few years ago. So the thing about God is that place everything we need, regardless of the situation. He will always have what we need, what we can reach and just get it, right? We don't have to worry about clothes. We don't have to worry about food. We don't have to worry about our situations. As long as we have faith, and to all who's listening,
that's right.
Please, these trials and tribulations are a building of your faith. Because going forward, we don't know. Tomorrow, we don't know what's going to happen because tomorrow has its business of itself. Today, whatever you do, whatever you go through, build a faith on the day that you're living, not counting for tomorrow, but today, and watch your faith grow. And I know we're in the flesh sometimes. I know we, you know, our own families are personal sometimes. When things happen in our own circle, sometimes it's hard to deal with it and have that same faith you tell others to have. I know it is. I've been there. But God has always come through. He has always come through. And my wife, my pastor knows about it, is a testimony to what I've been through with my daughter, Aja. He always comes through. And I don't care how bad you feel, where you think your life is, you can only get to a certain point where God allow you to go and know that you cannot go no further. And he steps right in at that time what you need to get happy again, to get comfortable again, and to know that it was nobody but him that did it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hey,
amen.
I want to say one more thing, Minister Toby. I'd like to say one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I put on Facebook last year, a couple years ago, I think sometime, that happiness is temporal. It's temporary.
Right.
Joy is eternal. That's why the Bible, you don't hear it talk about happiness a lot, or if the word happiness
right.
is even in the Bible. But you hear the word joy all the time,
right.
or a lot, because we have to understand that happiness is temporal. Happiness is based off of circumstances and situations, and it's temporary. But joy is eternal. Joy is of Jesus Christ. Joy is greater than anything that you can be happy about. And
no.
I promise I'm going to try to let that be the last thing I say, but that's I just wanted to share that. Happiness is temporal. Joy is eternal.
That's good. That's good.
You know what, Elder Taylor, man, it's such a blessing and a good thing to be able to hear you on tonight. And this is what we've been missing, man. We definitely miss your presence on here, man, because of stuff like that. Nuggets like that we all need as a reminder and things that we need to hear. And that was definitely spot on. Your testimony and also Elder Bluette testimony, spot on. And that's what we're talking about, to be able to bring the word of God to life, because we're dealing with real life situations. So these things that we hear and we read, to be able to relate them to what we go through is the whole point. And that's what makes the Bible alive today and relevant today, is because we can search the scripture, find the scripture, and be able to apply it to our lives as an encouragement,
yes, sir,
and as a guideline to know what to do, what not to do. And when we're in a predicament, how to get out of it, how to, not even just how to get out of it, but how to stay focused, how to turn it over to God. And even if you have a moment, because we all in the flesh, even if you have that moment to where you lose sight of all the stuff that we've been talking about, at the end of the day, God still has the final say. At the end of
yes,
the day,
sir.
You still can repent. At the end of the day. So if we slip up, we know that we still got God that we can go to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to think that. I shouldn't have been doing that, and I should have trusted you, or whatever you got to say. But know that you
yes,
still
sir.
Can go back to God. So that's why it's so important that we have these different Bible studies, because they're different nuggets for everybody. That's why the word says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves. We assembling right now, so that we all
yeah.
can come together and get a word. See, what Elder Taylor just brought to the table was something that everybody needed to hear. What Elder Bluette brought to the table was something that everybody needed to hear. What Evangelist Stanton
yeah.
brought to the table was something that everybody needed to hear, and Evangelist Bluette as well. So it ain't just about the speaker, but it's also about everyone else throwing in everything, because
yeah.
we're assembling, and we're coming together to give different perspectives.
Watch out.
Amen. So that was
yeah.
just, you know, awesome. Thank you all for the comments. And I'm going to go back to 29 and then go to 30, and I'm going to continue, okay? Verse 29 reads, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which is today, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith. We have to realize that we serve a God that is in complete control.
Yes,
he takes care of everything. He takes care of the grass so that is here today and gone tomorrow. So, of course, he'll take care of you. But all you have to do is have faith. You're more important than grass because you're a child of God. Sometimes we have to be reminded just who we are and how important we are. And on that note, we have to remind God how great he is and how important he is. Even though he already knows this, but just like in any good relationship, you want to hear how great you are. It's the same thing
yes,
with
sir.
God. Tell God how great he is for being a provider.
Right.
Tell God how
yes.
great he is for pulling you out of these situations. Tell God how
yes.
great he is.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes.
Regardless
yes.
of the situation. When God
That's
make
right.
a way out of no way, inform
Thank
God
you,
on how good he is.
Yes.
Put it out there.
Yes.
Because if we're sitting here saying, you know, don't worry, God got you, you got to understand, yes, he got us. But we got to return the favor to spread the gospel, to tell God also how great he is. Return the favor.
Mark.
God don't ask for much, but give him all the credit. Give him all the honor. Give him all the glory. God don't ask for a whole lot. We just need to make sure
Come
that
on,
we do our part.
That's right, preacher.
That's right. I ain't mean to preach.
Hey, that's okay. Minister Tolbert, this is when I read this earlier today, when you sent this out earlier today and I read it, you know, this is so on time. This is such an on time word for what the saints of God, the body of Christ is dealing with throughout the world, you know, and how this pertains to all of us, whether you're in church or out of church. And it's such an on-time thing. And we seem to think, and we could easily think, oh, this is so elementary, you know, because we hear this, we've heard this before and this and that. But people, it is so true. Trust me when I tell you, it is so true. And it don't matter who you are or what your title is, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And if we don't walk, the scripture tells us to walk by faith and not by sight. Not
That's
what
right.
we see. But, and also, we look for encouragement from all the wrong places instead of looking for encouragement from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we put more into people than we put into Jesus Christ. To give us now, it's good that people can give you an encouraging word if it's true and it's trustworthy and it's going to push you help push you forward. That's great, but we cannot depend on the wrong people
that's
to
right.
push us forward. So that's all I want to say. And but you're right on time, Minister, with this word. And I promise I'm gonna shut up. I promise I'm gonna put my phone on mute. I'm gonna shut up. All right.
No, the God be the glory. No, don't do that. You know, so to be honest,
hey,
if God give you something, let it out. By all means, let it out.
All right,
by
brother.
All means. Yes, sir. We appreciate you. We glad that you're here. Elder Bullet, you gonna say something?
Yes, sir. I'm gonna be quiet yeah. after this too, so we can let our Evander Blue and our Evander Staten say something, because I know they want to get in. I know they are at the starting gate. So a couple of years ago, I told our pastor, I said, well, you know, I'm gonna step aside for a little bit, and told him this directly. You know, I'm going to let our youth see how we've done. I'm going to let our youth speak for how we've been teaching or preaching. And when I did that, I had you in mind, Mr. Tolbert, to give you more opportunity to bring the word of God by preaching and teaching. And I can tell you at this very moment, and I've never told nobody else that, but I've told you that I stepped aside for you, and you and Pastor are the only ones that know this, that I am so, man, I'm so proud of you. I'm on the front pew right now. Every time you teach or preach, I'm on the front pew to get what I need. And the structuralized way that you teach, line of
oh, man,
should
I agree.
Leave nobody building not understanding.
Yeah.
And I appreciate put together and how you relate it to life and how you even know that it's a living word that's even it's 2,000 some years plus word that is living today. And it's the best selling book in the world that you're teaching from and preaching from. And I do, you make me want to come back, but I can't at the moment.
You got to.
No. Listen, hear me out, because you're there, and your space is full. There's no space next to you in what God gives you, has made room for you that is sold out.
Mm.
That we have to purchase tickets in advance if we want to hear the word of God taught and preached by you. And
all
I
right.
appreciate you. I appreciate you.
Appreciate all you.
Right.
God be
I
the glory.
I agree.
I definitely appreciate everyone. And like you said, it's the first time that you said that to everyone, but I definitely appreciate you. And you know I've told you, definitely want to be able to hear you again as well. And
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
going to shut up. I
yeah.
believe maybe Evangelist Stanton was going to say something. If so.
I'm just blessed by God on tonight from all the words. The song came to my mind, there is no secret to what God can do. What he's
right.
done for others, he can do for you. And I just want to, you know, remind our listeners on tonight through the testimonies of what you're hearing tonight is there to encourage you that God, too, can bring you through. It
Amen.
Wasn't anything special that any of us have done. We haven't said anything special. We haven't did anything special, but it's just because God loves us and he loves you that too, you too can come through your situation. You too can come through your circumstance. And then when he was saying about giving God, you know, give God his props. And immediately I just began to say, God is amazing. God is awesome. God
yeah.
is great. God is good. God is mighty. God is strong. God is my peace.
Yeah.
God is my joy.
Right.
God is my finances. God is my life. God
yeah.
is my healer. God is my deliverer. God is
yeah.
my way maker. God is my promise keeper. He never lies to me. God never leaves me nor forsakes me. He's right there with me. When I don't know which way to go, he gives me the direction through the compass of the Holy Spirit. When I don't know what to say, he puts a word on my tongue with the anointing of the fire of the Holy Ghost. When I don't know what to think, he renews my mind in the word of God. When I don't know how to feel, I know that I can submit and surrender and present my body as a living sacrifice, which is my reasonable service unto him. And he still will keep me and love me, even when I don't do right, even when I don't get up and read, even when I don't get up and pray, even when I don't say thank you, Jesus. When his hand of mercy touches me and I wake up in the morning, I get a brand new chance to get it right. So we encourage you wherever you are in your life right at this very moment, trust God. Amen.
Amen. That's
great.
That's exactly why God said to shut up in that moment, because it was your moment to get that out before God's people. And thank you so much, Evangelist Stanton, for sharing that with us. And just all these comments are just taking us into a completely different level. We weigh on another level all collectively by coming together.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of everyone. I'm going to continue, but I'm definitely proud of everyone for allowing God to use you on tonight. But I'm going to pick up verse 31 and go forward, and I will open back up the floor. And, you know, after a while, let me go ahead and continue. Verse 31, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? So leave your worries behind. All the simple things that we make major, leave it behind. Don't worry about where's the next meal coming from. Just know that God will provide. Don't worry about what you're going to drink, what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear. Just know that God will provide. And all you need is a little faith, because a little faith goes a long way. So don't worry. God got you. So we don't have to be focused on anything else. Don't worry. God got you. Verse 32. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. In verse 32, where most people know. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. See, there's a process in place, and all we have to do is follow the process. The word says God already knows that you have all these needs, but all we have to do is seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you. So it's important in that we follow the process, because it's a part of the benefit package that comes with this walk, that comes with being a believer. So everything that we need can be added to us, because that's a part of the benefits. Those different things that God can provide for us, that's the benefits. So there's a benefit with being involved with God and being connected with God. Having that connection comes with the benefits. And all of these things will be added. That's the benefit package. That's what you work hard for. When you clock in to work, you want to know that you got something coming as well, that you got, whether it be a 401k and all of these different type of things, that's a part of your benefit package. So your all these things that you need, that's your benefit package. And God is going to supply all those things that you need. He's going to supply them. So if we do right, then all our needs will be met. So those same things that we're worrying about and that we're overly concerned about, God will take care of that too, because he knows what needs to be done. God knows your needs and will provide for our needs. And all we have to do is put God first, because when we put God first, then we're automatically seeking the kingdom of God. And if we're seeking the kingdom of God, then by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can attain his righteousness. And if we're seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things that we need will be taken care of. So don't worry. Just know that God got you. Verse 34, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So Jesus is ending this part of the sermon by letting us know that they can't worry about the things of tomorrow. We can't worry about all the stuff that may happen tomorrow. We have to worry about the stuff of today. Amen, because tomorrow got enough problems of its own. We have to focus on serving God today. This is going to help us serve God today. We have to stay focused on that. Any questions?
I just want to say this real, real quick. And I've said this before many, many times. I'm just going to say it again. once you seek God and seek his righteousness and the things of him, your needs will change. Your wants will change. Okay? We want, I say when we first get saved, we want to look the part, you know, and get, you know, certain things, look a certain way. Once you start seeking God, you will see those things that you're trying to look the part, those things don't even matter anymore.
That's right.
And, I mean, it just, you get to a point to where you just want to please God. You just want to just do his will. You don't mind getting dirty. You don't mind doing, you know, the things of God, kingdom building.
Absolutely.
I'm not worried about looking the part anymore.
That's
or
right.
doing things like other people, you know, because they did. No, I'm doing it the way God told me to do it. I'm going to stay on this battlefield. If he told me to go out here and turn left and look, trust me, he going to, my husband and my kids, everybody around me will tell you, anything I ever wanted, I get. Because God knows I'm going to share it. God knows I'm going to build his kingdom. I'm going to encourage other people with it. I'm going to do, and trust me. And the thing, and I'm going to say this real quick. I still have old clothes from way back in the day. Still look brand new. I paid a lot of money for it, but it's quality. I say a lot of money. Quality. I won't say a lot of money. I'm just going to say this. It's quality. It's good quality. Clothes has kept me all these years, and I wore one to church a couple of weeks ago. And God will sustain everything that you have. I don't care whatever. I don't care if it's shoes. My shoes don't even run over. So if you're doing it for God and you're doing it with the right heart and without trying to please others, God will sustain you where you are. Seek him
Absolutely.
First.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Seek him first. And believe me, all those other needs will not even matter anymore. That's all I got to say.
And Evangelist Bluette, I like to say, you know, that was a great comment. And I'm going to add to what you said just to testify on what you're saying. So, for example, in how the Bluette family has been such a blessing to my family as well, and I may have shared this before, but, you know, like you said, y'all always, you know, do different things, and I'm here as a witness. Last year when I got into an accident, got hit by an 18-wheeler, I was out of work for a couple months, for about 2 months or so. And we didn't ask anybody or anything, but, you know, Evangelist Bluette gave us some money. And when I tell you it was enough to pay the mortgage, even though God had already, you know, was still providing, you know, that was that extra that we needed as well, you know. And I just thank God for her obedience and to share something like that, to just be like, you know what, here you go. Nobody does that. Not a lot of people will do that, knowing, you know, what you're going through, to be able to share and be able to step in and fill in a gap to say, here you go. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't even think she really talked to her husband, because when I told Ella Bluette, he like, what? I ain't even know. But that's just the type of person that she is. Right?
I'm still saying what?
Exactly. But I'm here to just say that, you know, definitely love the Bluette family, and what she's saying is absolutely true. And I'm a witness of, you know, what she's saying of those blessings. And I just thank God for you all. And what you all mean to me and my family, just thank you for that, for stepping in that time, and not only just being there spiritually. Elder Bluette has always given me a whole lot spiritually. A lot of the format and structure and everything, a lot of what you hear that with Elder Bluette's teaching, being able
Amen.
To get to that point. And I thank God for that. And any other comments, I'm going to shut up.
I like to just say that as someone that schedules the Bible studies and everything, I am so proud of the panel. From what I hear and what I understand people are saying, I just want you to know that I am very proud of you, all of you, all the panel members and those that are listening. I just want the panel members to know to stay encouraged. Continue to allow the Lord to use you in ways, because people are getting healed. People are getting delivered because of your word, because of your testimony. So just be encouraged and know that I love you. That may not mean a lot to some people, but know that I'm praying for you and that God is in control. And just trusting in him and believe in him, just like Evangelist Bluette, what she did for the Tolberts, that took God's trust. It took his trust to allow her to be able to do what she does and what we all do for the Lord and give him glory and give him honor. So I just want you to know that I love you all. I magnify you all. I give you glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. We love you too. And at this moment, any other comments? These are final comments. I forgot to say this part. I got one thing to say, then I'm done. And so if anyone wants to say anything else, now's the time. I'm about to get ready to close.
All right, before Evangelist Stanton preach again, I do want to say, you know, because I know she comes. You guys all want to preach tonight. You guys all want to preach tonight, I promise you. Before she come on, I want to say that my wife's givings and helping others, when I do find out, it hurts me. But it's her money. You know, so we make separate money, and she has been blessed to make a ton of money. And what she does for others, it hurts me in the beginning until I hear her testimony on how she do it. So when she does it or when I know about it, sometime no.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing about it is that I am so, and one of our episodes, the Blue S episodes on 7 o'clock on Thursdays, I mentioned that I am so proud of my kids who are out of the house. We're empty nesters now. It's just me and my wife. I'm so proud of them for what they're doing now. I'm settled. And last night on Elder Oliver's program, you know, we were talking about suicide. We were talking about, you know, I'm tired. We were talking about I want to give my life, you know, to Christ, and I'm done. Let me die because I'm good. And one of the things that was mentioned was about, I believe I've done everything that God wants me to do. And that's how I felt when we had the Blue X episode. I'm good because my kids are good. They went through trials and tribulations, but where they're at now and how they're thinking and talking, I am so full of enjoyment that they went through what they went through and that they are where they are. So with my wife and my kids, I'm in a state of mind right now. If God said, you know what, I need you now, I'm good. I'm good. And where you are, Minister Tolbert, I'm good. I'm good. I appreciate how you study. I appreciate how you take your time. I appreciate how I accept it as being what it is and what you're reading and teaching, panel. I appreciate you, Elder Taylor, for still being where you are and even more. I appreciate the process, because if we put God first, everything will follow in order.
Yes, sir.
And I once preached a sermon about stay in your lane. So God preordinated everything in our lane. If we stay in it, we'll pick up all the blessings, all the trials and tribulations for the next blessing that we'll have more faith and get into where we need to be in God. And I appreciate each and every one of you. And more importantly, I appreciate you, Minister Tobin, for who you are.
I'll be the glory. Appreciate you.
I appreciate, you know, you having a wife like I do that holds us accountable and to see the good in everything. And my wife sees the good in everything.
I got one again.
She sees the good in everything. And I give everybody the benefit of doubt, but she goes even further and says, in spite of the situation that they're in, I'm going to still do this for you. So I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody on the panel.
Thank you, brother. I love you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else?
Yeah, I'm just going to add one thing, Mr. Tolbert. Love is one thing. It's an action word. That's it. You can allow Evangelist Stanton to dismiss now.
Hold on one second. Go ahead, Minister Tolbert. Go ahead.
No. Mine is just closing, like literally closing. So, go ahead.
Well, I just want to thank everyone that's on there tonight. Y'all all been inspirational tonight. I can say a number of things about a lot of different comments that were said that really sparked me. I was running the switchboard, so it's kind of hard for me to comment. But I just want to say, Minister Tolbert, great, great, great lesson. As always, I've learned from all of y'all. I just want to say it's a privilege to be on this panel and thank everyone for just sharing part of themselves, which is me and my family. I just want to say thank y'all. It's been great. You know, God is good. And, you know, I can say a lot of stuff, but I'm going to say one thing and I'm going to go because since Elder Blue said everybody wants to preach, I might as well get mine in real quick. I promise you to take 60 seconds. Super Bowl Sunday, I passed out outside of my house trying to get into the car, passed out. Went to the emergency by ambulance, and they took my numbers, and my numbers was not good. They were not – nothing was good. When I went to my primary doctor a week later, numbers a little bit better. I went to see a specialist about my numbers and everything. He asked me a question. He said, you must be a praying man. And I said, why you say that? He said, because the numbers you had back in February compared to the numbers you got today, I'm going to put a monitor on you because it just makes no sense to me. This is the specialist saying that.
Yes, sir.
I could have died Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
Don't a lot of people know that? I could have. And he said, you're here, and I'm looking at you. And he said, I guarantee you, I haven't really seen this before. And he went back and looked at all my records and saw I had cancer and all of that. And I'm just letting you guys know, if you serve God and you serve him to the fullest, he will look out for you. He will do things for you that can't no one else do. And since I've been in Praise Tabernacle, I have been blessed. And I'm going to stop right now, but I heard Minister Tober talk about his truck fine. Well, the reason I was running late and I was trying to get everything together, someone was supposed to do this for me. And no, it wasn't my wife. It was an engineer supposed to do this for me, set it up, so I wouldn't have to do it. But they didn't do it. Then when I was looking in there, I found out I got a fine because I'm not allowed to play music on none of my shows. And because I'm not licensed to play music, if you play more than 30 seconds, they'll fine you. Well, I got a fine. I just got that today, too. But I also got a plane ticket, another plane ticket. I ain't even shared this with my wife yet. I get to go to Disney because they're my new sponsor, and they just want to talk to me. Don't know about it at my convenience. At my convenience.
All right.
And I'm sitting here listening to y'all, and I'm just sitting up here saying, I can't be quiet on this. I got to say something. And I'm not even supposed to be talking the way I'm talking, because when the doctor said I had cancer, he said, you don't, can't get excited like you used because your immune system won't allow you to do that. So when y'all see me talking, I say I talk a lot. Believe you me, that's a blessing from God, because he still has my voice to be able to talk and say what I want, how I want, as long as I use it for his glory. That's all I got to say. And I know you guys, I know Evangelist Stan, you're going to close this out, but for everyone at Praise Tabernacle, do not forget to bring food on Sunday. I know we said last Sunday, but since we've given out so much, any Sunday you want to bring food for the pantry or Extended Arms, please bring it in. And that's all I got to say. Yes. Minister Tolbert, great, great, great lesson. And I'm going to do something else, Minister Tolbert. You know I got a big mouth. And I do. Your wife did such an excellent job when she did her 10 minutes.
Yes,
when
she did.
When D&K do our revival, I'm telling you now, so you can tell her. I hope she's listening. When we do our revival coming up this summer, tell her I want her on as a speaker. Then let her know. I'm putting it out there in the atmosphere right now.
I sure will.
So she can hear me. I'm just putting it out there. D&K, when we do our revival, summer revival, I want you, one of the female speakers, to be on there. Now, you ain't got to answer right now. Pray about it. But definitely you will be getting a call. And I'm done.
All right. God be the glory. I know she's going to have a conversation about that. Amen. But thank you for everyone that spoke on tonight. I'm just going to read a couple sentences that I have to close, and I am 100% done. And once I'm done with that, we'll turn it over to Evangelist Stanton for closing. In short, just in summary, I'd just like to say we have to stay focused on God and the things of God, which will help us become better servants. God deserves our undivided attention. No distractions, and worrying can be a distraction. So at the end of the day, don't worry. Just trust and believe that God's got it. And that's it for me. Don't worry. God's got it. And I'll turn this over into Evangelist Stanton. Thank you all for listening.
Yes,
amen,
sir.
Brother.
Amen. Amen. It's just such a great word on tonight. You can't help but get excited. And you know that the anointing truly was in this Bible study on tonight. And we just pray that somebody that is listening on tonight who may have been discouraged, who may have been tired, who may have been weary, that that has turned around for you because of the testimonies and the words that you have heard tonight to come out of the Word of God and then from our hearts to your heart. We pray that you will know that your situation has turned around and that God has got you. Just as he said, you don't have to worry. God has got it. So we just want to remind you on that tonight. We're just so excited about the Word of God. That's why you just want to come in and just, you know, minister the Word of God. So we're so excited. We're excited for you because we know what God can do in your life. We're excited for you because we pray and hope that you have made the choice to choose God. And we're excited for you that you've made the choice to stand upon the Word of God, no matter what it looks like on tonight. So we just thank Minister Tolbert for this great lesson on tonight. We pray that God will pour back into him everything that he poured out on tonight. We pray that God will pour back into the speakers, all the testimonies and the words that were shared on tonight. We just are excited. That's how the Word of God is. It gets you excited. You know, because nobody but Jesus can do it, and we just thank God for that on tonight. Just a reminder, just as Elder Oliver said, if you would like to bring food any given Sunday to the church, if you are a member of our church and you're on this Bible study tonight, even if you're not a member and you would like to bring food by, if you need directions or the address, you can email me or the member of the panel at ptcforchrist@gmail.com. Once again, that is ptcforchrist@gmail.com if you would like the address to where you can bring the food for the food pantry. Just a reminder, on Monday nights is D&K Bible Break at 7 p.m. with our own Elder Derek Oliver and his beautiful wife, Lady Keisha Oliver. And then Tuesday night, of course, is our Tuesday night Bible study, Praise Tabernacle Church Bible study at 7 p.m. Then we have Thursday night, the Royal Bluettes at 7 p.m. You guys, if you have not tuned in on Thursday night, you have got to check it out. This past Thursday, I do believe it was on values and priorities. they gave a great explanation talking about values and priorities. It was really, really good. So that is on Thursday night, the Royal Bluettes at 7 p.m. It's their family, from the oldest down to the youngest. Then on Sunday, we have our live at the Tabernacle at 9 a.m. That is Praise Tabernacle Church Sunday morning service. So you guys have that opportunity to listen in on Blog Talk Radio or Facebook Live. Once again, we do have our email address if you would like to email us for the food pantry address or direction, or if you just have a testimony or a prayer request, the email address is open 24 hours a day. You don't even have to give your name. You could just send in the request. We will be praying for you. We are also so excited that our own Elder Richard Taylor was there to join us on tonight. We're just excited about what God is doing in his life. We thank you for being transparent, you know, with everyone out there in the listening audience, because they may be experiencing an illness or a sickness and just, you know, need that encouragement how to handle it. And we just, we are continually in prayer for you, Elder Taylor, and we just pray that God will do it in your life. And you know what? We are believing that he is. So we just continue to encourage you. We love you. And like you said, we love everybody on the panel. We're just excited about each and every one of you. We're excited that you're excited about the word of God, because that's what we're supposed to be doing, is spreading the word of God. And we do that with our Great Commission, which comes out of Matthew 28. Excuse me, I'm so sorry, I didn't have it ready. Matthew 28, verse 19 through 20. And it says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." We pray that you would trust God each and every day. We pray that you would get into your word, study your word, renew your mind. And as Minister Tolbert taught on tonight, don't worry, God has got you. Peace and blessings. Have an amazing rest of the evening and stay encouraged. Good night.
Good night. Amen.